Mark Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm so thankful to have you joining us, my friend. I'm so glad that you've turned your radio dial to this Transworld radio station that we might have the privilege of talking and communicating with you and sharing God's Word with you. God loves you, beloved, and we love you, and we're concerned about you. We want you to know the truth, to understand the truth. We want you to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God Almighty, and to receive His forgiveness, His salvation, His gift of eternal life, because we want to spend eternity together with you in the presence of our living Christ. And so, beloved, we're delighted and so glad that you've turned your dial to join us, and we trust that the Holy Spirit of God will work in your life to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ and to encourage and enrich and bless your life as we study God's Word together. We've recently had some changes in our ministry because of health problems that have arisen. When I recently had a physical examination with a doctor, I found out that stress has really begun to affect this old body that I live in, this old earth suit. And so the doctors suggested that we make some changes with the radio ministry, which is what we're doing. We'll continue our broadcast, but we have gotten someone else to take over the mailing part of our ministry. And so we'd like to give you our new mailing address so you can write your letters to this new address. K.C. Leonardi. I hope you'll get a pencil or a paper, and I want to give you this address so you can jot it down and so you can begin sending your letters to this address. Again, the address is capital K, capital C, and then capital L-E-O-N-A-R-D-I. That is K.C. Leonardi. And then on the next line, you will put 167 Alto, that's spelled capital A-L-T-O, and then Road, capital R-O-A-D. On the next line, you'll put Ignacio, capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C-O, period. That's for our state of Colorado. And then you'll put 81137. And on the last line, United States of America. Pardon me. USA or United States of America. That will go on the last line. So let me again repeat this address for you. This is where you will begin to send your mail and your correspondence. We do appreciate you writing to us. Your letters are always a rich blessing and an encouragement. And you will be blessed by writing to us that we might be able to send to you materials that will help you to grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, materials that will be a blessing to you and to your life. So our mailing address now is capital K, capital C, then a space, and then capital L-E-O-N-A-R-D-I. That is Leonardi, K.C. Leonardi. And then on the next line, you'll put 167 Alto, that's spelled capital A-L-T-O, and then the word road, R-O-A-D. That's 167 Alto Road, and on the next line, Ignacio, that's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. Ignacio, comma, capital C-O, period, 81137. That's the zip code, and that's very important, 81137. And then on the last line, you'll put United States of America. R, capital U, capital S, capital A. USA, United States of America. We do look forward to hearing from you. And the Leonardis have taken over our mailing ministry as a ministry of their own, for which we praise the Lord. That will relieve me of much stress and will be enabling me to better minister to meeting Verna's needs and putting less stress on her. So we do appreciate your cooperating with us by forwarding and sending your mail to K.C. Leonardi, 167 Alto Road, Ignacio, Colorado, 81137, USA, United States of America. Now today, we're going to get back into our Bible study, and I invite you to turn with us briefly to the book of Matthew, chapter 24. That's where our Bible study is beginning. In verse 21 of Matthew 24, the first book in the New Testament, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." This event that the Lord Jesus Christ was talking to his disciples about after they had seen the temple, and they had asked him several questions, and the Lord Jesus was answering those questions. He was telling them about future events that are yet to take place. These events have not yet occurred, but there is coming a day when there is going to be a one-world government that will be established. It will be under the control of one man. This one-world government will be under the control of one man. Now, if you'll turn to the book of 2 Thessalonians, it's a little short book in front of the book of Hebrews. You go to the end of your New Testament or the end of the Bible, there's the book of Revelation. In front of Revelation are some short books, and then you come to the book of Hebrews, which is a longer book, and in front of Hebrews, you come to some more short books, and one of them is 2 Thessalonians. And go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we read these words beginning with verse 1. "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." That's the second coming of the Lord Jesus, for Christ is going to return to this earth in the future. And the next portion of that verse, "by our gathering together unto Him." That's referring to the event we speak of as the rapture. "When the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." That is found in the book of 1 Thessalonians, just a page or two in front of where we are in 2 Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verse 13 through 18 tells about this glorious and wonderful event spoken of as the rapture, or the catching away of the church, all born-again believers out of this earth to meet the Lord God in the air. Christ will come back, and we will be caught out to meet him in the air. And that's what 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18 describes, our gathering together unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or troubled, that is, that you don't be distressed and distraught, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us. He said, don't allow some spirit to trouble you, or some word that you've heard from people, a news broadcast as to events that are occurring, or a letter, Paul said, even a letter that comes from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. The day of Christ, Satan is having his day today. He's ruling and reigning here upon the earth today. He's the prince of the power of the air. He's spoken of as the God of this world. He's having his day today. But, beloved, there's coming a day when Christ is going to have his day, when he's going to come back to this earth to set up his kingdom, to rule and reign over this earth for a 1,000-year millennial reign of Christ, a 1,000-year honeymoon with the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we will rule and reign with the Lord Jesus Christ during that day. And so Paul writes here, verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means. Be careful and be aware of deception. For, beloved, this is an age of deception. There's much false teaching that's going on in the world today. There are many false religions who are devised by Satan to blind people and to keep people from the knowledge of the truth and from knowing the true and the living God. And so Paul warns, let no man deceive you by any means. For that day, the day of Christ, shall not come except first there come a falling away. This falling away from the truth, men turning from the truth because of the world system, because of the flesh, because of sin that will abound. And he says, beware, lest you be deceived and turn away from the truth, lest people say the coming of the Lord is not going to be now. It's going to be a while before Christ comes again. Do not be deceived, Paul says. He warns us to keep our eyes fixed upon the Lord Jesus Christ, for the coming of the Lord is drawing nigh. And so he says, don't be deceived and led astray. Till next time, goodbye.